Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Lord, let there be signs, let there be wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus. And let all glory be yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. My time is counting. So, yeah, I know. I want to thank the Lord for this evening, and especially I want to thank God for the pastorate that has invited me to minister at the Sisters Summit. Thank you so much. I believe the Lord, the little time we are spending together this weekend, God will do things unsearchable in the mighty name of Jesus. He knows the desires of our hearts, and he will surely meet our heart desires in Jesus' name. I appreciate God for this assembly. You have such a beautiful place. We thank God. I also want to thank the sisters. Do you know what? I am glad I am a woman. So every woman that is here today, every sister, every lady, say to yourself, I am glad I am a woman. Yeah. You're a man. Okay. You know, there are different glories. There's the glory of the man. But today, we are celebrating the glory of the women. Hallelujah. Ladies, clap for yourself. Amen. Amen. I'm here today to talk to us on the theme, Beautiful Ashes. Mommy, or son, it will appear that you spied my notes. Yeah. But don't worry. I read something many years ago that the love of God, right, has many sides. So she has given us some. And the things that we are saying, they are the truth that are in the Bible. But God renews them according to what is hammering on at a certain point in time. So, praise the Lord. You are going to hear some other sides. Same thing, same word, but different sides. And And I'm sure you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Okay. So, the theme is beauty for ashes. Now, I want to start. One of the things I said I was going to share with us is that women by nature love beautiful things. Maybe because God created us from finished products. Hallelujah. We are refined from raw materials. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis 2 verse 7. We are told that God created Adam from the dust. Right? Message Bible even says that God created Adam from the depth of the ground. But let's move on to Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. Genesis 2, from 21 to 22, quickly. We are God's special creation. Hallelujah. No wonder, okay? It says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of 22, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto him. And to his special, we are really special. It's not our fault. Do you know the younger generation, they say, it's not my fault. It's not our fault. God made us so. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, that purpose for which he has made us so special, we shall fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, okay. Like I said, that is the special thing I was going to say about us. Now, before I continue, I want to bring greetings for my husband, Dr. Kole Akinboboye. My head, my prophet. Hallelujah. And I also bring greetings from my home church, Adonai Christian Center. I don't know if they are here. They promised to come. Okay. Hallelujah. At least somebody drove me here. Yeah. Greetings from everyone. And like I said, I pray the Lord will bless our fellowship together this weekend in Jesus' name. Now, talking about the theme, beauty for ashes. Before we go on, I will quickly teach us one old school chorus. I call it old school chorus because the songs that you sing now, maybe I will say they have some rev. You know what I mean like that? Rev. These old song, old school songs do have some rev. Revelation. If you would only just take things to listen to it. I'm sure our mommy or son of you will know this song. Still talking about beauty. Says, take your Bible and write down, because I want you to know it. Sing it to yourself. I sing it to myself in front of the mirror. It has to do with beauty. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Write it down. Two times. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion, all his wondrous compassion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine. All my nature refine. till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. I think we have it now. Yes. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, oh, my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. I'm not going to dwell on it because I don't want time and I want to hurry up. But we have it written down. Okay. Okay, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let's quickly run through it. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Like I said earlier on, I sing this song in front of the mirror. Yes, because as a woman that I am, I want to be beautiful. So I will sing in front of the mirror. I want to be fine. Hallelujah. Even though I'm a grandmother. Hallelujah. Even if I don't want to be beautiful, my daughters will say, Mommy, come on. Hallelujah. Daughters are very special. And they are. We thank God for every one of you. Now, beautiful ashes. Like Mommy Osoyinbi has said, it has to do with your heart. It has to do with the Holy Spirit. And I will quickly just what I have put down share with us. Now, the definition of beauty is beauty is the quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses. Quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses. Now, I say, in our own case, that gives pleasure to our God. The qualities, you know, that give, when God looks at us, it gives God pleasure. God is happy looking at us. That is beauty. Now, and there are so many things that can make God to be happy. Now, the opposite of beauty is ugly. Right? My grandchildren say, ugly. Now, ugly is the opposite of beauty. It is qualities in a person that are unpleasant to our senses. Oh God. Ugly. Qualities that are when even people, when they see it, they're not happy. Not very, very pleasant. Now, then let me quickly talk about ashes. We know that what ashes is, anything burnt beyond recognition. Many a time, the thing has passed through fire. Right? Even blocks, if it has enough sufficient fire, will turn to ashes. You agree with me?
Yes.
So ashes is something that symbolizes repentance, grief, and mourning. Now, before we move on, concerning the qualities that make God, we can find some of those qualities in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, the fruit of the Spirit. When he looks at you, you are manifesting love, right? Peace. Nothing is disturbing you. Peace. When he looks at you, you have self-control. Major thing. Self-control. Kindness, meekness, gentleness. These are the qualities that are pleasant. Even human beings, when you manifest such, they are happy with you. Now, Yorubas, we say something. Iwalewa. Hallelujah. That your character is your beauty. Your attitude defines you. Iwalewa. That is, your attitude defines your beauty. In fact, if your attitudes are bad, they would define you as ugly. Iwalewa. Now, I also now want to divide beauty into two. We have inner beauty. Inner beauty. And then we have outward beauty. This evening, I will just talk about the inner beauty. By God's grace, tomorrow we'll talk about the outer beauty. The reason for dealing with inner beauty first is that the spirit controls the physical. Right? The spiritual controls the spirit being. When Jesus was preaching and they accused him that they never washed their hands before they ate and all that and all that, he now explained to them that, excuse me, not these outward things that matter. It is what comes from your heart. These are the things that can defile. That you did not wash a cup, you did not wash your leg, you did not do this. Those ones do not defile. The major thing is your heart. Your heart. It is dirty things that come from our hearts, from our attitude, that make us ugly. And if the Lord, from the song that we sang, says our nature refined, that is, from the raw materials, wherever you've been, as soon as you get born again, we are told that old things must pass away and all things must become new. Many a time, we don't concentrate on this issue of being new. And that is the reason why some people, you become Christians, people don't really know that you are a Christian, because old things have not really passed away. Now, in this season, because of the theme of this conference, and because of what God has in his heart for us, old things must pass away. They will pass away. Because that is the only way we can live right and please God. And that is the only way we can be beautiful. Hallelujah. So, it is the things that come from our mouth, from us. So, we must take care of our hearts. Amen. We must take care of our hearts. Proverbs tells us that guard your heart with all diligence. Because from it comes the issues of life. Message Bible says you should be careful. Okay. I didn't write it down. It said that from your heart life starts. From your heart. So we should guard our heart with all diligence. And I want to address a little bit this particular one. Because of the age in which we are, I don't really envy the younger generation. In our own time, it was easier to run from sin. But in this age and time, it is sin running after people. Yes, you open your phone, billboard, everywhere. Sin. Yes. And yet, the standard of the Lord stands sure. Hallelujah. The standard stands sure. So, we have to be extra careful in this generation. So that the beauty of Jesus will be seen in us. The number one is purity. Right? Purity. It's the same thing with holiness. But in this our time, we don't want to talk about holiness. Okay, let me drop holiness. But purity. Hallelujah. Purity. Matthew 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see the Lord in every area of your life, you must live the life of purity. What is purity? Purity is when something is, when dirty things are removed away, purified. Right? Removed from, I jumped to there, okay? I said another aggregate of inner beauty is purity. Right? Remember our chorus. Purity. Oh, thou. Opposite of purity is defilement. And as I've just explained, in this age and time, a lot of things happen around us full of defilement. But you have to make up your mind that, Lord, I'm going to stand by your standard. Because we must see Jesus. Hallelujah. We must see God. And from the way things are going, all of us must get ready that we must see God. All of us are students of the Bible one way or the other. You and I will agree that a lot of the prophecies concerning the last days, they have taken place. The only one that has not taken place is that the gospel will be preached all over. And the Lord is waiting for you and I to make sure that prophecy comes to pass. But whatever we say, there's a countdown now for the Lord's coming. Countdown for the Lord's coming. Why am I saying this? We should be intentional. The things that we are hearing, be intentional about it. Because there's a reason why God is talking to us. Like Pastor Elton told us, God chooses his listeners. Hallelujah. He has chosen you, he has ordained you to hear what you are hearing in this season. And you need to take responsibility for this thing. So, we have to take care of our inner beauty. And that is this issue of purity. Okay, that is that. Now, another thing before I rush away. Like I said, there's countdown. Everybody, you and I will realize that in this age and time, in this season, do you know how people are going to be with the Lord? That is the most fearful thing that I feel around me. Older people than you, my age mates, people, your children. The other day, a consultant in surgery, 37-year-old, in a war, slumped and died. Excuse me. My firstborn is older than him. Ha! Jesus! What happened? His own Jesus has come. His own Jesus. So every one of us, calm down. And that's take responsibility for what you hear. Right? And then also for we sisters, do you know what we usually do? We will take messages, we will take notes, we don't do anything about it. I'm here to tell you, let it change. Take your notes, read them, pray, because Jesus, everybody, all of us, we don't know what time. We pray that we live long. Amen. So, we need to take care of our heart because of purity and all that. Beauty is the call of women. I've told her that. So I want you to thank God for making you a woman. Now, I also want to draw our attention to it that most of the women that God used in the Bible, they were beautiful women. Hallelujah. Can you remember Sarah? Sarah was so beautiful that Abimelech wanted to marry her. Hey, and Abraham said, she's my sister. And that one took her in. Oh yeah? But God whacked his finger against him. Don't touch her. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is beautiful. What about Rachel? We are told about Rachel in Genesis somewhere that she was beautiful. Yes. Also, what about Esther? Says she was very beautiful and lovely. That was Esther. So that is what God wants us to be, ladies, here. Beautiful and lovely. So we must take care of this inner beauty. Now, also, reason for dealing with inner beauty is because the spirit controls the inside. As you have said, I want to add to that of, you know, things that defile is the things from the heart. So be careful what you allow into your heart. And be careful what you allow to come. Now, for inner beauty, you must give your heart totally to Jesus. Totally to Jesus. Give your heart. Let us give our heart totally to Jesus. Proverbs 23, verse 26 says, my son, give me your heart. That is what Jesus is saying to us today. Give me your heart. And let my eyes observe. Let your eyes observe my ways. The Message Bible says, dear child, I want your full attention. In this season, God wants our full attention. Don't let us follow Jesus from a distance. Right? Let's follow him closely. Let's give our hearts to him. Our people, my Yoruba, don't mind me, I think in Yoruba a lot. And my husband makes fun of me. Now, our people say, Yoruba say that, what you treasure most? Only on top of you. Hallelujah. what you treasure most will be, you know, it will be much in the things that you gather. I want us to treasure, we sisters in particular, let us treasure Jesus. And like your name says, treasured vessels, let us treasure Jesus. Give him our hearts. Allow him to work on our hearts. And then our inner beauty will come out. Jesus also says that we must love the Lord with all our hearts. That the Lord will help us in talk about purity. It is very, very important that we are pure. And it is the word of God that can purify us. Right? Purify us. And then the Holy Spirit himself will purify us as we yield ourselves unto him. I want to say to us, sisters, please, let us be Mary and not be like Martha. Jesus rebuked Martha. He said, you care about so many things. You are distracted. Is that not the way we live our lives as ladies? Right? Distracted. The mothers here, even girls that are not married, they are distracted. Eh? So when you now get married, what will now happen? So Jesus is rebuking us that we should be like Mary. Sit down and hear and listen to him. Cultivate that, you know, attitude, right? To sitting down and learning from Jesus. Hear him and he will speak to you. Then as you hear him, beauty must surely come from your life. Because you are hearing from the source. And as you get closer and closer to the Lord, he too will walk, you know, upon your life. So, that is one of the things I said we should share. Now, another aggregate, another quality that will help us as a help our inner beauty is this word compassion that we have in our story. I mean, our song says, "Oh, all my nature refined till the beauty of Jesus be seen." Well, you are an SU, mommy or something. That is our song, SU, in those days. I'm still an SU. Ha. Hey, forever. SU. Follow him forever. Hallelujah. So, the next aggregate, the next quality that must be in your life for your inner beauty is compassion. You must live a life of service. Don't live for yourself. It makes you a beautiful person. You be a giver, right? Look at Proverbs 31. Those are the aggregates there. Woman, the virtuous woman, she gives to the poor, to the needy, that kind of thing. Those are the things that make you beautiful. Then, also, we also, concerning that issue of compassion, you must have compassion for souls that are perishing. We, as sisters, as women in the house, we must do the work of the evangelist. Many a time we leave it to the men. But I tell you, God in this season is calling every one of us to do the work of an evangelist. Have compassion. Compassion. Compassion for souls that are perishing. And especially as we know that the time is almost up. I said to myself, What will you be remembered for if you go? Right? Your neighbors, have you looked after them? Have you preached to them? Even your family, members of your family. Right? That story of the rich man said they should send Lazarus to go and tell his five brothers. He remembered his family. Remember your family. So, they now told him that they cannot go from there, that they have people there. You and I are the people that are here to have compassion. Hey, to have compassion on the members of our family. As you take care of other people's families here, God will take care of your own families over there in Jesus' name. So those are the beauty. Because as you do that, you are obeying the Lord. Right? And the Lord will beautify your life in the name of Jesus. We should make sure others make it to heaven. That is one thing. Another thing is about the aggregate for inner beauty is a refined nature. In 2 Timothy 2, right? And we are told that number one, the first thing in that chapter was that the standard of God is sure. Let everybody that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Iniquity will make your life ugly. When you live in sin, it will make your life ugly. God himself will not be happy with you. Even the people around you, they will not, your life cannot bring aroma to them. So, we must be refined, our nature being refined. Now, refined means to free something from impurities. To free something from impurities. For inner beauty, like I said earlier on, all things must pass away indeed, and all things must become new. I want us to go to Galatians. The word of God is one basic thing that refines us. The word of God. And we are told the word of God is fire. The word of God is hammer. Right? To beat us into shape. Hallelujah. The word of God is fire. Only if we allow him. And my prayer is that all of us, we allow the word of God to refine us. Don't just read the word of God and go like that. And be like that person that says, it's not wise. Look at the mirror. You see yourself. Instead of you to adjust. We must adjust our lives according to the word of God in Jesus' name. As we read the word of God, we know God's expectations and we abide with them. Our nature will be refined. I want us to quickly go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Many a time, we always quote Galatians 5, 22 to 23. The fruit of the Spirit, you know, that kind of a thing. I want us to look at this one. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath. Wrath is anger. Strife. Seditions, heresies, okay? Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time. time pass, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is the word of God. Many a time we don't read all those parts so that we can check our lives. In that scripture, they talked about, you can say, hey, all these things are not in my life. What about witchcraft? Witchcraft is in 1 Samuel chapter 15, we are told that stubbornness is witchcraft. Rebellion is witchcraft. When you manipulate people, it's witchcraft. Witchcraft. And we are told that all these ones, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. So, we should look at the word of God. And immediately we see all these things. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit, it will convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Many a time we don't like to talk about judgment, but my sisters, our elders, there is judgment. There is judgment. Then you don't want people to tell you something so that you won't feel guilty. You better feel guilty and repent. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, it's important that we take heed and run for what can make us and keep us away from eternal life. All these things. One of the things when I got born again almost 50 years ago. I always tell young people, where were you? I got born again as a teenager. I thank God. That is the reason why I am alive and well. Because God just favored me. Now, one of the things that helped me in those days was that just tell me where it is in the Bible. Right? Oh yeah, I will begin to run with it. So one day, they told us Revelation 21 verse 8. All liars will go to hell fire. Barakashine kulogoshine karamai. All liars. And my father was very, very strict. If my daddy said, sit down there for 3 days, I will sit down there. The day I got born again, when it was time to go home, I told the people ministering to me, I am going home. I left them home because my house is not tolerated. So one of these days, I quickly give that testimony. Somebody phoned our house, you know, the table phone that we used to have. Banana! Banana! Okay, they will know it. Okay. The table, analog. So, banana, banana. And you know, children in the house will always run to go and pick the phone. And we have been taught that whenever you pick the phone, ask who is speaking. So, I picked the phone. Sir, can I speak to your daddy? I said, who is speaking? He gave me the name. And I put the phone down. I went to my daddy's room. Knock. Bah, bah, bah. Daddy, this person is on the phone. Said, tell him I am not at home. I started walking like this. When I got to the phone, I picked the phone. Holy Spirit, help me. I said, he's not available. Before he could ask me, what did I mean? That victory taught me in life that if you want to do God's will, you can do it. Holy Ghost is there. He will teach you what to do. That lesson of life for me. So, let us be careful. These things, they are real. Let our lives be defined. If God says all liars will go to hell, take notes and make sure no white lie, no black lie, no green lie. Nothing. That is what God has said. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. The last thing is that for refined nature, we must be ladies full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. We must covet it that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. What my good example is Mary, the mother of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1 verse 35, she asked when she was told what was going to happen to her. She said, how will this thing be? The angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. In the name of Jesus, as all of us are seeking to please the Lord and to walk in His ways, to have this inner beauty, the Holy Spirit will overshadow us. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we must covet it. Amen? It doesn't just come like that. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be ladies full of the Holy Spirit. Look at the story of Mary continues. After she was told, she now went to Elizabeth, her cousin, that was pregnant. Do you know, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1 verse 41. Luke 1 41. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe lived in her womb. Woo! Hallelujah! Somebody is here this evening that many years ago, she was in our assembly and she was pregnant. And the word of God was going. And then the baby inside her started struggling. I think that baby will come that day. The Holy Spirit is real. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is real. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby lived in her womb. It didn't stop there, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want all of us, I covet this kind of life. As I speak, let my word, the Holy Spirit, touch inner beauty. Inner beauty. And it is just, you know, greeting, fellowshipping. Sisters, when you fellowship, what do? You gossip and all that. Change. Let it be Holy Ghost teaching. Holy Ghost fellowship. God will refine our little. It is natural for us. Anyway, ladies are talkative. But God can refine your nature. Yes, He can. And He will do for us in Jesus' name. One of the things that I felt when I saw the theme, I read the whole chapter, is that God is calling all of us into a ministry. Many years ago, Pastor Elton, the man that we submitted to, is of blessed memory. He said, you are looking for your ministry. You don't know what your ministry is. Go to Isaiah 61. There you will find your ministry. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself, when he was going to start, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He said, before you today, this prophecy is fulfilled. So, in this generation, concerning treasured vessels, this prophecy will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop there. Right? I'm going to stop there. Because we have tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, I'm going to talk more about outer beauty and also about ashes. You know, there are two parts to the theme. Beauty for ashes. I've talked a lot extensively on beauty. Yes, tomorrow we'll talk about ashes and also outer beauty. And that is what we ladies love. Is that not so? My children will say, Mommy, shewa. Eh? Shewa. Do you understand? Shewa pa. And I told them, I said, Emi owa pa o. Mo wa. Hallelujah. Bless our hearts in Jesus' name. So, I want us to just bow down our heads. Father, we just want to thank you the word that you have sent unto us. Lord, they will do us good. We will not remain the same. That grace to begin to do, not only do, begin to teach, will fall upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.